Deal was actually part of the deal was you were going to drive them out, and that's why there were six Jeff from Kellyvilles in there. No,
that
weren't.
Wasn't true. No, congratulations, Jeff! What a prize!
It's a great prize, all courtesy of the ATC. So we do appreciate.
And thanks
that
for
one.
All those people who did contribute to that competition. Hopefully, we can do it again in the autumn.
Absolutely, Raymond.
Hey, running out of time, Jim. Go Australia in a test match. Need to fight hard today, but whatever happens, enjoy your Sunday, everybody.
It's a big day on the couch today, isn't it? Enjoy your sport.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be associated with Racing New South Wales.
It's an exciting time and it's going to be good for all of us.
There's plenty ahead in 2019.
At Rosewell Gardens, the creation of a new race, the Golden Eagle, open to four-year-old horses, offering total prize money of $7.5 million.
There's been a gap in our calendar for four-year-olds,
which will be the world's third richest race on turf.
I have to say, as an owner, I'm already starting to think about where I'm placing my horses right now.
The Golden Slipper at two, the Golden Rose at three. We'll now have the Golden Eagle at four, which will form the Golden Slam.
We believe the spotlight should be on both states, not just one.
Any horse winning all three races of the Golden Slam will receive a bonus of $5 million.
Quite an amazing announcement.
Now that's a huge incentive for our top horses to stay and compete in Sydney.
New South Wales racing in 2019.
The Eagle has landed.
You can rely on Sky Sports Radio.
Join myself and Loz 5:30 Monday morning for the big sports breakfast.
Yeah, we'll see how the Australians have gone against the Indians in the first cricket test. We'll also talk about the A-League and we'll have heroes and villains.
All of that plus your calls from 5:30.
Tonight from Shah Tin, four spectacular Group 1 contests in one of world racing's most celebrated events, the Hong Kong International Races. Tonight, live on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
For all the best in racing and all the latest in sport, this is Sky Sports Radio. Coming to you via 87.6 FM Narromine, 88 FM Gulgong, 87.6 FM Braidwood and 96.9 FM Cooma.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning, Kevin Wolf here at 10:02. Thanks to Jimmy and Ray once again waking us up beautifully on a Sunday morning as they do. The Big Sports Breakfast weekend program. Wonderful chat there with John Cosmina as well. As part of Racing HQ, we're straight up here with our first segment looking at Hawkesbury today. And we've got a good three. Let's find out more about it. Beautiful day. Jeff Haynes, track manager. Jeff, morning to you.
Morning, Kevin.
Beautiful day. Another one here. What have we got out Hawkesbury way? Lovely sunny start to your morning.
Beautiful sunny start to the morning, mate. It's got a little bit of cloud around, which is good. It'll take a bit of sting out of the sun. It's supposed to get to sort of about 33, 34 degrees, but there's a little bit of a breeze, so it's going to be really comfortable conditions. It looks like it's been a beautiful day, mate.
Have you had to put much irrigation on your track because it's been pretty warm?
Yeah, it's been pretty warm, even though about 10 days ago we had a good rain like everybody else. We had 3 inches, but yeah, she dried out pretty quick. So I put on 2 mil again last night, so that's 14 mil for the last 7 days, and we tried to just take the sting out of it, and had leather gallop this morning, so it's a genuine good three, just nice, but I think she'll start drying out as the day goes on. But we'll start off on a good three, well, at 3 metres and the 13th of the winning post, which it was 2 weeks ago, and good cover of grass, mate, so all goes well for a good day.
So that was your last meeting 2 weeks ago, was it, that you raced?
2 weeks ago, yeah. Actually, this is our fourth meeting in 4.5 weeks, and we're up again next week, so we've had a busy time, so but the track's been racing really well. That's certainly that last lot of rain we had certainly helped us out with all the, like, guys, windy conditions we've had, but coming into the summer now, looking really good.
Well, you're earning your money for 4 meetings in, what, 5 weeks?
Yeah, it's pretty busy, but we don't, after next week, we don't race 2 months, because out here in January, we don't get a day under 40 degrees, so we don't race in January.
Gee.
So we don't race again until February 12th, I think it is, so yeah, it's a good break for us.
And so when's your last meeting before your break, the next one?
Next Sunday.
Wow. And then what do? Sort of put your feet up, do you?
No, I would wish. No, we've got a fair bit of work to do. We've still got 300 horses to train here every day. Keith is pretty busy, and we're doing a bit of renovation on both our grasses. We're going to take our sea grass out for a month and work everything on the course proper, then vice versa. give the course proper good renovation come first week of January. And by February, boat's actually been great, Nick.
Lovely. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. Enjoy today. We've got a good three, a sunny day, a bit of wind, and it should be a beaut day's racing. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, Kev.
Jeff Haynes there looking at the track, and Chantelle Buckley is going to provide us all the winners. Chantelle, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How do you feel about the program there? You just heard Jeff talking through how the track is. Are you confident in your tips?
Look, it's a tricky day, actually. I've found a couple that I think should win, but it's a pretty open day. Some of the fields are quite handy, so looking forward to a great day out there. Some of the fields, look, they started off with large numbers. There were a few scratchings in them, but they've held up so far after the scratching, so looking forward to it.
Well, let's get into it then. The first race comes up at 1:45, a benchmark 64 over 1,500. The scratching is just the one, number two. So One Dawn Raid. Tab fixed odds, 290 out to 310. Three My Prayer is at $6. Four Magic Search is 290 out to $3, but is the favourite. Five El Cano is $5 into 390 today. It's $10 about 6-1 of the kind. Seven Ready Set Sing is $10. And the real roughie here, number eight, Tips and Beers, 150-1, race one.
Gone 5, 3, 4, and 1. I thought El Cano on top. I just thought he offered a little bit more value than the favourite there. Two starts ago here at Hawkesbury, it was a class one, and he was only narrowly beaten by a horse called Hoswin Efenui, and he was tough to the line and beaten about 0.2 of a length there. He settled just in behind the speed. And then he went to Newcastle the other day and was a shade tardy out of the gates. He got back probably further than he wanted to maybe, and he nearly got put on his head in the straight, just couldn't get a run, and the two horses come together and he nearly come down, so he's lucky to stay out there. So I think by that stage the race was all over. He's beaten three lengths. He comes here, I know it's a benchmark 64, but he's up to this grade. He's where he gets to in the race, I'm not too sure. I think there'll be a bit of speed with Magic Search leading them up, so I think he'll be doing his best work late, so we'll pop him on top ahead of the three in Magic Search. I think she probably leads them up here. She's a go forward type horse. She finished second in a benchmark 64 here last time after leading them up, and she was run down by Gayatri. I think, you know, the suit of being up there today, there's not a lot of pace in the race. The four into a third spot. I had My Prayer into second spot, I should say. This is a gelding who, he just does so much wrong. He finished second at Goulburn the other day, and he cost himself by getting back and, well, he either get back horse, but he got back and he laid in. He just does everything wrong. And I remember it took him a while to win a race, but, you know, he just, they've taken the blinkers off and taken the winkers off, I should say. So just hope he's on his best behaviour. I nearly put him on top, but I just can't guarantee that he'll do everything right. So then into third spot, I've got Magic Search for the reasons I'd stated about her leading them up. And then we've got Dawn Raid, the favourite. He's just a real one batter. I didn't think his run at one the other day was too bad in a class four. That was the 1350 up to the 1500, which will definitely suit him. But he just seems like a real one batter, and he'll take some a fair bit of riding. He gets the claim here for Michaela Weir, the three off the back there. So 5, 3, 4, and 1 in the first.
5, 3, 4, 1 from you. Mitch Manners is calling for us today. He's putting it 1 to beat 5, 4, and 3. We go to race 2, due at 20 past 2. We take out 3, 4, 5, and 9 for the scratchings here. 1 is Ahmad, it's $11. 2 is Membro de Oro, it's at $61. 6, Walkinshaw, is $13. You've got 7, Cool 1, 5 into 480. Now, 390 into 380 is number 8, Emerald Earth. Never Doubted You, the number 10, is $31. 11, Dahlia, is $5. You've got 12, Our Dawn, the fave, at $3 in from 310, and 13, Sparkling Rose, at 16.
I've gone 8, 11, 12, and 7. I've put Emerald Earth on top. I was actually there at Newcastle when she ran first up, and Edward Cummings was pretty confident about a chance leading into that. She was about a 20-1 chance, and she bumped into a $1.40 favourite, Lucky Louie, there, and she was only beaten just over half a length. She settled midfield there, and she really chased hard to the line. That was over the 1,200. Obviously steps up to the 1,500 here. She's not going to go around a 20-1 today, unfortunately. But, yeah, I think today at start number 4, she should be able to get the job done. I'm pretty keen on her. She's on top from the 11, which is Delia, who she actually debuted at Hawkesbury here last start. That was back on the 23rd of November, and she, I just thought she really wanted further, to be honest. She settled midfield there, and she kept chasing to the line like she's crying out for a little bit further, and obviously that's what she's shown. She had a number of trials leading into her first run there, and obviously bred to probably get up over a bit of ground. So 1,500 for her second up. She should be doing her best work late. The 12 in Out Dawn, her run the other day was pretty good at Hawkesbury. She was beaten 1.5. She dawdled out of the gate. She got back, and I thought it was a good effort to make up the ground. Now, Impatience, who came out of that same race, she beat home, came out and won yesterday. So I think the form around her is good. And if you go back to her two-year-old day, she actually placed at Canterbury over the 12.50. That was obviously back earlier this year. So she's in the third spot. And the 7, I've popped into the numbers there, and that's Cool One now. Obviously, she wants a little bit further. She did place over 1,800 last prep. Second up today, up to the 1,500, should suit her. The only thing is, she raced her a little bit ungenerously there with Corey Brown on her back the other day. She wanted to do a few things wrong. So I just don't know. I hope the speed is on for her, because if not, she'll be over the back of their heels and climbing and whatnot. She just mightn't be able to finish off. But as long as the pace is on for her, she should be doing purpose work late as well. So 8, 11, 12 and 7 in race number 2.
8, 11, 12, 7. Mitch Manners, 12 to beat 8, 11 and 7. We move across to race 3, due at 5 to 3. This is a maiden over 1,800 metres here with number 7, 11, 14 and 16 having been scratched. Big field though. One is Stealth Sniper, 280, fixed odds favourite. Two, Valentine is 19. Three, Borazon at $6. Now, four, Fluidity, 650 in a point to 550 this morning. Five, Happy Hustler is at 950. Six, Jonjo's Comet, $13. Eight, Picaro is at $9. Nine, Another Sonnet, 120. Ten, Celebrator is $23 into 14 into 10. Bit of a spec there for the 10 this morning. 12, Golden Creek is 120. 13, Ocean Dash at 950. 15, Osbred Nacre is at 61, and 17, Linjanek is 150. So there's some long shots there, and a couple of there pretty close. The one, Stealth Sniper, 280. That's your favourite, though. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think he deserves to be a favourite. He's really knocking on the door. He's had three placings from five attempts now. The blinker's coming off, the winker's going on. Last start at Canterbury, he was on speed, he sat second. He probably wanted to go a little bit keen underneath Brett Preble on that occasion. Like, he wasn't pulling hard by any means, but he just wanted to tug along. I'd say he probably nearly leads them up here. If not, he'll be up on speed. So, I mean, he's drawn wide, but I'm not worried about that because it's a long run to the along that back straight there. So he's on top. It is the 1,800 for the first time there. You know, he was two back. He led them up at Warwick, Randwick, actually, over the 1,400 and was only run down in the concluding stages there by behind Napoleon Solo. So he's run against some handy horses, and he's just not his form, you know. Picks himself on form, doesn't he? So he's on top ahead of the three. And Borazon probably produced one of his best efforts behind a handy runner the other day at Newcastle. That was behind Proven Class. He set up on speed there. He hit the front at one point, but the winner was just too handy and got the upper hand there. He's had the four goes now for three minors. We've only missed a check once, and that actually happened to be here at Hawkesbury. The four into third spot, Fluidity, now has been racing in easier grade, albeit on the provincial circuit, the country circuit, but was second the other day at Canberra with a four-week lead up into that, settled back and got going late. She was hampered early on, but I just thought the run was good, and, you know, she's consistent, and you know, you can't knock a horse that's had five goes with four minors, albeit in easier grade. And we'll throw the five in Happy Hustler. He's a bit of a frustrating one, to be honest. He's a home track horse. He's had 16 goes now with five minors. He runs well here at Hawkesbury. I mean, the majority of his racing, 14 of his 16 runs have been here at home. Two starts ago, he didn't do anything. He was beaten 4.5 lengths. And then the other day, he came out over the mile and he's only beaten 0.7 of a length. So, frustrating one. But if I leave him out, he's likely to get up. So, we'll go 1, 3, 4 and 5 in race number 3.
1, 3, 4, 5. Mitch is going 1 to beat 13, 3 and 4 in race 3. We move across to race 4, which is the pivotal race here. Last leg of the early quaddy, first leg of the main quaddy. It's a maiden. And it's over 1,300. It's due at 25 to 4. We take out 6, 11, 12, 13 and 14 here from race 4. Fixed odds here, 1 Trade Star, $15 into 12 this morning. 2 is Cajun Music, 11. 3 is Cossetot, 420. 4 is Noble Duke at $51. Five resolving to win is at $8. Then you go the favourite here, number seven, Misumi, is 360 into 290 this morning. Good money for the fave. Eight First Lady is at 17. Nine Georgina Gold at 750. 10 I'm Kate is at 550. Then you go 15 Our Parisian Star 150 and 16 The Cinnamon at 81 here.
3, 9, 7, and 10. I originally had Verve on top, but obviously she went around yesterday, so scratch her. But I've ended up with Cosatot on top, the good old from debutante. He's a gelding by Epaulette, and he's had four trials, two back this preparation. He was very quiet in his first trial back. That was in early November, and then he trialed in late November. He won a trial at Rose Hill. He was asked to find a little bit, but then he was pretty quiet. I just thought that when Corey did give him that little bit of a squeeze, there was something in hand. And first up over the 1300, you'd think he'd done enough work. I'd be interested to see how 40 is in the yard. He's drawn eight, but he'll come into six with the scratchings there, so he shouldn't land in a good position. I'd say he'd be on speed. I don't think he'd be leading by any means, but he'd be sitting just in behind the speed. So we'll put him on top ahead of the nine, which is Georgina Gold. Now, she's a debutante from the Hawks team. She just sort of jumped, put herself there. She's looked to do everything spot on in both of her trials. The first trial at Rose Hill there, she sat just behind the leaders. She's getting that little bit of a squeeze. And then the other day at Rose Hill, she was allowed off the bridle. Tommy Berry rode her, and then she was held together over the line. And I do like these debutantes that are allowed off the bridle because they do know how to let down there. So her trials have been pretty good as well. Into third spot, I've got the seven in Misumi, the favourite. I don't really know how strong the race was that she comes out of at Hawkesbury the other day at Learning Provincial Maiden Grade race. She was 17-1 on that occasion. The winner, actually, Paul Hanson, goes around today, so it'll be interesting to see how that form does stack up. So, look, she's favourite, but I couldn't come at her as being the favourite. I thought she was pretty, a little bit under, to be honest. And then I've got the 10 in I'm Kate, another debutante, this time from Chris Lees's stable. Not sure what to make of her trials, but she's in the money, so I couldn't leave her out based on that. I just don't know if I was giving her a quiet trial or not the other day at Newcastle. It's hard to get a guide on it. It didn't look ultra impressive, but as I said, she's in the money and I can't leave her out. So we'll go 3, 9, 7, and 10 in what is a pretty tricky maiden, probably one of the hardest races to get a guide on here today.
Okay, 3, 9, 7, 10. Mitch Manners is 3 to beat 10, 7 and 9. We're 4 down, 3 to go. We'll have a look at those races in just a moment.
The final field has been decided for the 2018 Inter-Dominion Championship. Whether you love the pacers or the trotters, the stars are set to shine. Racing HQ will have daily updates ahead of Saturday night's grand finals from Milton on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Cheval Grand. Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
If you enjoy a daily double of racing and sports, the Big Sports Breakfast is for you.
And they're off and racing.
All the racing news and tips, plus interviews and experts covering your favourite sport. Wake up to the Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 Monday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
At 19 past 10, Kevin Wolfe here running through the program at Hawkesbury with our expert here, Chantelle Buckley. We've got up to race 5 here, and let's have a look here. It's a Class 2 over 1,300 metres. Comes up at 10 past 4. We take out numbers 3, 7, 11 and 13. That's another big field to get through. Now, one is California Firebird, $10 to have fixed odds. 2 in and up is at 4. Number 4, Lilith, 7 into 650. 5, Time of Glory is at $10. 6, Test of War, $23. Now, Kedar, number 8. This is Glenn Schofield for Chris Lees. 320 into 310 this morning, favourite. 9 Polhampton is 7 into 6.50. 10 Staggering at $8.50 in from 13 this morning. You've got 12 Just Two V's, 81. 14 Eden Vale, 41. 15 Anne's Gift, 81. And 16 Alice Sam at $101 here. So, Chantelle, how do you see this one at Hawkesbury today?
Well, to be honest, a couple of the ones I really wanted to tip, they've drawn horribly in Awkward Gates. And the 1,300-metre start at Hawkesbury is tricky because there's not much of a run to the first turn there. So where the likes of Kida and In and Up end up, it's got me frazzled. I have no idea. So I've gone with something that I know will get a great run, and that's the 4 Lilith here. She draws the inside gate, so we know she'll park just in behind them. She doesn't lack fitness. She's had a number of runs this preparation. She was a Class 1 winner 3 starts ago at Wyong, then went to a Class 2 at Kembla 2 starts ago and was only beaten about, about a length and a half. So Magic won the race, and we saw her come out and was only narrowly beaten at Rose Hill yesterday. And then So Magic actually beat her again at Hawkesbury by nearly 3 lengths the other day, but to her credit, she was tightened for room over the concluding stages. Whether or not she would have won, probably not, but she was entitled to a finish a lot closer. I just thought that the race matched perfectly for her. I know that she'll end up in a nice spot. In the second spot, I have got the 8 and Kida. She might be the progressive horse in the race, but just from the gate, I'm not too sure. She'll come in a few from 13 with the scratchings, but, you know, she was pretty impressive when winning over 900 at Newcastle. That was first up, and then she went straight to a benchmark 64 on the Kenzo. It was a favourite, but I thought she had a nice run in behind. She only battled when clear. However, she is back in grade here, so with 54.5 kilos on her back, you know, I think she's definitely the main danger. In and Up, the 2, he's drawn horribly. I thought he might be scratched, to be honest, but they're going to run him. Again, he'll come in with a few scratchings there. He's just going to need a ton of luck. He's in a bit easier grade here, and it was a strong first-up win for him, this preparation. He's obviously had 4 runs since, but only beaten 2.4 the other day at Canterbury. And the Toppy California Firebird, he actually draws well. He gets blinkers off for the first time. Trialled pretty well at Hawkesbury leading into this, and he was a Class 1 winner last preparation. So, tricky race, 4, 8, 2, and 1. I just went for something that I know will get a good run from the gate.
Okay, you're on 4, 8, 2, 1. Mitch Manners, our caller is 8 to beat 2, 4, and 1. We move across to race 6 at Hawkesbury this afternoon. Comes up at 4:47. Here we have number 8, Not Required. That's the scratching. The fixed odds here, 1 is Crafty Tycoon. It's at $5. 2, Just Like Stratum at $23. Number 3, Dwarf Star, $7. The favourite is 4, Black Magnum. Pretty short here. It's $2.40 into $2.20. Now, 5, Fame Shines at $6.50. 6, St. Antonio Ladders at $10. 7, Island Grange, $8.50 into $8. We've got 9, Under Oath, $18 here at open, $101. It's been specced into 18s. And 10 is Fioravanti. At $34, how do you see race 6?
1, 4, 5, and 3 upon with the top weight here, Crafty Tycoon. I'm not usually a fan of hitting horses with a big weight, but it is only 1,100, and I know he's a big boy, and he will be able to carry the 62.5. He was pretty strong when winning first up this preparation at Warwick Farm. That was a benchmark 70, and then he went on to a 78 at Canterbury. He was only beaten 3 lengths. Forget a couple of his runs. They gave him a little bit of a freshen up after his last start at Canterbury. That was a 74-rated race, and he's beaten 2.4, but the trial was really nice. He travelled really strong and was allowed to extend to the line. We know he races well fresh, and I think he'll parade in perfect condition because he's always a horse that does stand out in the yard. So we'll pop him on top ahead of the 4, which is Black Magnum, the favourite. Finished second last time out here behind a handy one in Bare Naked Lady, and we saw her this week in town when she wasn't beaten that far. So he comes out of a pretty strong race, only a lightly raced gelding. He's had 5 goes for a win and 2 minors now from a strong stable, so you have to respect that. Into third spot, I've got Fame Shines. Still an end tire. He returns here today off 1 trial. Visors off for the first time, and the winkers on again, and the tongue tie on again. So playing around with the gear here. 2 starts ago, he was beaten about 0.8 of a length in the Class 2 down at Kembla behind Absolute, one of the Godolphin runners. So he's placed first up before. I expect him to run well. And in 2, 4 spot, we'll throw the 3 at Dwarf Star. He's only had 2 runs here at Hawkesbury and placed on both occasions. if you go back through his form last preparation, he was racing in harder races. You know, Ventura 74 races. He did finish second in a 66 at Wyong back in June. He's had an 18-week break and was held together in a trial there. He has won first up before, so I expect him to run well also. He's drawn wide, but it's 1,100. There are all three straight runs for turns. I'm not too fussed about that. So 1, 4, 5, and 3 in the pedal.
1, 4, 5, 3 from Chantel, and Mitch Banner's putting 4 to beat 6, 1, and 3. We come to the last race. Stuart, 22 past 5, and one scratching here, number 3, Wild About Her, not required. Short price favourite at the top, number 1, Savvy Ken. It's $1.65 there for Jason Collett. 2, The Promise is at $4. 4, Celebrus, $21. 5, Our Anniversaire at $21. 6, Russian Express, $41. Now, 7, Watch the Cat, $10. 8 is Ear Eyes, $10. 9 is Boca Grande, $13. 10, El Rey Dorado, $34. 11, Biscuit, $81. Plenty of long hops here, but a real shorty at the top.
I think it's a two-in, two-horse race here between the 1 and the 2. I'm just going to go. I'm going to put The Promise on top purely based on the fact that he offers $4, where she does. Sorry, offers $4 about her rather than Savvy Ken, who's $1.60. So, The Promise on top. She just looks progressive. It took her a while to get the job done, but she's won her last two starts. She won a maiden here, beating Crewman Class and since gone on to win, and then she went to Goulburn last two race the other day and. I just liked the way she relaxed in the run, and she really found the line quite impressively. That was over the 1,600. Obviously steps up to the 1,800 for the first time here. She's run over further. She has run over the 2,000 metres, but this is her first run over the 1,800. She just looks to be heading in the right direction, and she's got the confidence, which I like. So we'll pop her on top. The one in Savvy Ken, arguably the main danger, to be honest. He and Wolf pulled away over the 1,600 at Hawkesbury last time out. That was a benchmark 64. They were both impressive, and he's only beaten 0.9 of a length. I think Wolf has a little bit of class about him. It'll be interesting to see if he can go on and win more races in town. But, yeah, it was an impressive effort nonetheless from him. The 7 in Watch the Cat. Now, I was on the Orient the other day when he broke through for his maiden. That was over the 1,600. He got back, and he really found the line quite strong. I know Scott was pretty keen on him on that occasion, and he was about 11-1. So he brought him back to his home track. Yes, he has to step up in grade. He's got no weight on his back with the 54 kilos. And if he can let down like he did at Orange the other day, I'm going to pop him in. And then Celebrus. Haven't really done much this prep in all three runs, but he's fourth up today. He's getting out to a more favourable distance. I think he might be ready to do something. So he's into fourth spot. 2, 1, 7, and 4. But I think the 1 and 2 will be fighting out the finish here.
Okay, and 1, 2, 4, 9 there from Mitch Manners. So what do you like as your best on the program today?
I've made Self Sniper in race 3 my best. Obviously, 1,800 for the first time. I think he'll probably be up on speed. Whether or not he leads, I'm not too sure, but he'll be up on speed, and I think he'll be in it for a long way. And hopefully at start number 6, he can break through and put his first win on the board. So race number 3, horse number 1.
And who are you on track with today on Sky Racing?
I'm out at Hawkesbury with Jason Witham today. Our preview on Sky Thoroughbred Central will kick off at 12:20. And, of course, the first race there at 1:45. We've only got 7 on the card, so it'll be a quick day.
Lovely. Enjoy your day, Chantel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon, Kevin.
Chantel Buckley there giving us the good oil at Hawkesbury today. As I say, Mitch Manners, our caller, he'll be along with Tab Movers with Trent Langscale at about 20 past 1 this afternoon. So make sure you're listening in to get where the money moves are happening. Now, the Jockey Challenge, we have Jason Collett, 250, Jay Ford, 380, John Van Overmeer and Glenn Schofield at 550, $11 Christian Reith, Kobe Jennings at 16, $21 Adam Hieronymus, $26 Any Other Jockey. That's Hawkesbury, race 1 there at 1:45. 28 past 10.
Mum, you know that look on someone's face when they unwrap a Christmas gift?
Like when you gave me a beef fridge?
No, not that look.
Oh, you mean the look of happiness?
Yes, and there's so many gift ideas to make people happy at Bingley.
Like a beautiful Breville coffee machine.
Or the Philips Air Fryer XXL. It removes fat and keeps food crunchy.
Or the latest VS digital sensor, hot air styler.
Or a Bingley gift card. That's another way to unwrap the perfect Christmas gift.
Unwrap Christmas at Bingley.
What's wrong with a beer fridge?
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble.